Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We're gearing up towards the end of Bereishis. We are almost at the end of Bereishis. We're almost at my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Next week, Parsha's Vayechi coming up very soon. Obviously, this is my favorite Parsha in the whole Torah, but I am, of course, very, very biased. But in this parsha, finally, Yosef is reconciled with his brothers. Finally, he is reconciled with his father. Of course, that is a lesson for us, how even if we stray far, even if we don't do good things, even if unfortunately we sin, which happens for all of us all the time, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, Ein Adam Be'ish Asher Lo Yachate, the Psukim tell us in Mishlei and Koheles and elsewhere. There, unfortunately, are sins and whatnot, but we could always come back to Hashem. The brothers majorly wronged Yosef. They sold him and made him out as if he was dead for 22 years. They had remorse at the end, finally, but only on certain aspects. They still feel like they were vindicated and they were right. Overall, they thought he was a threat. They thought he had to be dealt with. They thought he had to be eliminated, exterminated, whatever you want to use. But in general, Yosef took them back with open arms, and they were still afraid after he comes back. And they said, "You know, we feel bad." And Yosef says, "Don't worry, that I was sent ahead by God to provide for you." And even in Vayechi, after Yaakov dies, they come again because they think that Yosef only treated them well while Yaakov was alive. And Yosef again says, "You don't get the message. You don't understand. I know that I was sent for a purpose to take care of everyone. I know it was up to me to do this." Again, the message. Oftentimes we feel that we strayed far from God, whether it be whatever aspect of life, and we fall and we do wrong, but we could easily come back to Hashem. Hashem is waiting for us with open arms. Vayigash a love. You can go close to Him and you could come close to Him. It says, Mapach Pachshta Revi'i. I forget the words, but it's the Kadma. The Kadma V'Azla Revi'i is the exact trup that's used in this parsha, which might be one of the only times in the Torah. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer B'Adoni. So that's Kadma V'Azla Revi'i. The commentators point out how the actual words of the trup, of the cantillation of how you're supposed to sing the words in the psukim, show what happened. Kadma V'Azla Revi'i. Get up and went forward, he got up and he went forward, the fourth one. Who was the fourth one? Yehuda. This was a cataclysmic meeting of epic proportions. Yosef versus Yehuda, the leader of the brothers, who ends up being the leader of the Jewish people. Yehuda, of course, is the royalty line for David. David ben Yehuda comes from Yehuda, the line. Yosef was the leader of the world in Mitzrayim and at large. And Yosef, of course, is one of the people, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. There are two elements, God willing, we should be zocher for the Geula to come. But those are two elements, they were coming at a head. So the fourth one gets up and comes close to Yosef. And there's an epic battle, and he gives a passionate, beautiful plea, and all of the servants are getting in and saying, "No, take Yehuda instead of Binyamin. Yehuda, take Yehuda, listen to his plea. How could you do this? Don't take away Binyamin." And of course, Yosef's resistance, of course, is broken down. There's a big reconciliation, and Yosef proves to him that he is the same brother. He's Jewish, and he knows how to shecht, and he had different elements that prove that he's a Jew. But it's really a lesson for us that we too can get up. Kadma v'azlo, we too can get up and get close to Hashem no matter what happens in life. You had a bad day? Okay, get up and move forward. Each day is a blessing. Each day is an ability to come close to Hashem, to do for Hashem, to do for the world, to do mitzvahs, to do ches, to do Torah learning. Vayigash Elav chooses to us and shows to us that you could come close. You could come next to Hashem. You can do what you can to make a difference in this world each day, no matter what happened in previous days. Yesterday was yesterday's problem. Today is today's ability to have the solution. Don't think about the future. Don't fret on the past. Focus on today. What can you do today? What can you accomplish today? What can be set out in order to be done for today? And when we think about the fact that they settled in Mitzrayim for the long haul, we know they were there for 210 years. The illusion is the fact that Yaakov says to the brothers ready in last week's parsha, Radu, go down to Egypt, see if you could find bread. Why do you make us conspicuous amongst all our neighbors, showing that we have so many kids and whatnot? We need to get the bread. We need to get the food. Radu, he uses the word. Yaakov uses the word Radu, which is the gematria, which is the mathematical translation explanation. Resh Dalet Vav is 210. Resh 200 Dalet and Vav the 4 and the 6, 210, an illusion that Yaakov is saying you're going to go down unknowingly, prophesizing you're going to go down, but you're going to come up after 210 years. The 400 is calculated from the birth of Yitzchak, according to different calculations, so that the 400 years that's told to Avraham was calculated way, way, way before the Jewish people are even in Egypt, even in exile. And of course, that's a wonderful chesed from Hashem, but those 210 years, of course, were very, very difficult. The 80 years that Yosef ruled, obviously, were not nearly as bad as the other 100 and whatever years. I'm not going to do the math offhand, but 210 minus 80. So the other 130 years were very difficult, and of course, it was not easy. But we see that they went down to Mitzrayim, they established themselves there, and Yaakov sends Yehuda down first because he's the proven leader of the brothers. He's the one that did the major tshuva. He argued successfully for Binyamin, and Yaakov sends Yehuda down first. Do you know why? The commentators say Yehuda was sent down first because Yaakov wanted that the Shvatim first establish a base medrash, first establish a base Knesset, or a school for the kids, because when you go to a community, you go to a town, especially in Gullis, you go to Gullis, the first thing you need to do is to draw close to Hashem. Vayigash Elav. What are you drawing close to? How are you drawing close to Hashem? The first thing to do is to establish the shul, to establish a base Knesset, to establish a base Medrash, and to establish a Beit Sefer for the children. And of course, a Sifriah of Jewish books would be great too. And merely, really, the mikvah is one of the first essential elements of the entire community that should be established, because that's for the Taharat HaMishpacha, that's the continuation of the Jewish people, the lifeline of the Jewish people. So Yaakov sends Yehuda down first to establish these things first, setting the precedent for future generations, as the commentators point out, that the focus should be not in acquiring the best house, not acquiring the best palace, not acquiring the best amenities, the best supermarkets, and the best shops. That all could come later. And of course, they're important on many levels. You should use it for Torah, Mitzvot, and Chesed, of course, and be happy with what you have, as Pirkei Avos points out, Ben Zoma Omer Ezuhu Ashira Sameach Mechalko. Be happy with what you have, but the first thing to do to establish Vayigash Elav is to come close to Hashem wherever you are living, especially in exile, by setting up that shul, setting up that base medrash, setting up that school, setting up that mikvah. That is the lifeline and the lifeblood of the Jewish people, and Yaakov knew this, and Yaakov is teaching that to us. When the brothers come down, that's the first thing the commentators point out that is supposed to be established. So in Goshen, they go to live in Goshen, to make sure that they set up Beis Knesset Goshen, Beis Medrash Goshen, that they have the Beit Sefer for Goshen, and they have the element of the mikvah and whatnot, whatever they held on to. Obviously, we know that they observe the Torah and its laws on their level before the Torah was given, but this is another element. So Vayigash Elav, you could come close to Hashem, whatever happens each day, even if you stumble, even if you fall, even if there are sins, you have to get back and up and go to Hashem and come close to Hashem with whatever you can. Come close to Hashem. Draw close to Hashem. And another way to do that is to make sure you have the priority set. When you go to community, you move somewhere, check out the shuls first, check out the community first, check out the base medrash first, and make sure that is the elements that you have, that the shul has the mikvah, has the base medrash, has the supermarket, has the stores, and has the area you want to live in. Go there for a Shabbos. That's what we did before we moved to Long Island. Here in New York, we made sure to come to the town, the wonderful town that we love, before we moved here. We came for a Shabbos. We checked out the shul, ate with some people, checked out the neighborhood. I came with my wife and our one kid at the time. We checked out 34 houses till we found our house. We were here almost every Sunday for 8 months, making sure we really were embedded into the community, really embedded into the community and really participating in the community. The way to establish yourself is to make sure you have the shul, you have the base medrash, especially in a new place that it's set up beforehand. And once you establish yourself, once you set up shop, and you should be zocha to have a house and a bayis neman for all of us, make sure to use that house and to use your time for Torah purposes, for mitzvah purposes. My wife had her students the other month. Then we had the girls in the community for a little oneg. Oftentimes we try to do what we can. Use the house for Torah, mitzvah, and chesed purposes. The basement, of course, has the freelancing library, and I do my podcast out of the house using it for Torah, and it would be wonderful for all of us to make sure to realize how we can be the ones coming close to Hashem. Come close to Hashem by Yigash Elav. Yehuda points out to us, Yosef points out to us, Yosef was able to maintain himself in Mitzrayim, him and his wife and his two kids, even though there was so much impurity. He is the epitome of the example of how to live in Golis, attaching to Torah, attaching to mitzvahs, attaching to chesed. And that could be a way for for all of us to be Vayigash a love to Hashem throughout all of our days in many different ways. This has been the TTP Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.